here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
I don't like sitting on the fence because you'll get splinters one day, but at the moment I am. The New South Wales government are saying that, you know what, if you cop the fine during COVID for any of the breaches, we will pay it back if you've paid it, and if you haven't paid it, we're going to scrap all fines, all COVID-related fines.
Wow. Does anyone know anyone that copped a fine?
No. Well, there was $30 million worth, and they're saying it was because the fines were too vague, which I say, okay, that's fair enough. I understand. But on the other, and Queensland's looking at doing the same thing, which I think, okay, that's fair enough. We know that there are a lot of people fined for silly things down along the border of the Tweed and the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand it.
For but chatting when, over the fence. And,
but then when you've got somebody who comes up on the boat, like Simmons Holmes, they should cop the fine double.
Oh, that was terrible.
So when you're skipping ports and coming up all the way to the East Coast and trying to get into Queensland like that, I don't think you can cut those fines. So I'm on the fence a little bit. The silly, stupid ones that are too vague, absolutely. But the big ones, double down.
Well, the Gold Coast's most improved NAPLAN schools have been revealed. Now, I think we're all on the same page with this when we say NAPLAN is it should be scrapped. A lot of teachers and principals actually feel the same about that. But for those that are interested, the Gold Coast most improved schools are Gold Coast Christian College at Reedy Creek, Varsity College, Surface Paradise State School, Hillcrest Christian College, and St. Andrews Lutheran College. They're the top five.
Did they
improved schools?
Yeah, but did they fake it last year so they can look good this year?
Well, maybe, maybe. And see,
you're a treacherous mind.
See whether you agree. So the actual top schools of NAPLAN, because I thought people would be interested in
on
that
the
too.
Goldie.
On the Gold Coast, number one, Somerset College.
Oh, well done to them.
They pay. Yeah.
Well done, that lad and those girls.
Number two, the Southport School, TSS.
Okay.
Number three, AB Patterson College at Arundel. Number four, Beachmont State School.
Hey, well done.
Awesome. Number five, Emmanuel College.
Yeah,
and number six, All Saints.
They're all very good schools.
Yes, you know what?
Amazing achievement.
Yes, we are spoilt for good schools on the Gold Coast, both state and private.
Hey, you do need to know this. If you booked a flight for December 9th, the firefighters at the airport are looking like pulling a strike from 5 a.m. until 9 a.m. That should jam things up pretty damn hard. Apparently, there was a lot of layoffs for firefighters, and they're saying that it's affected safety, and they're looking for a 15% pay rise over 4 years.
Absolutely. Strike as hard as you can on the 9th.
But that's, I was going to say, that's going to affect you, though. You're flying out on the 10th. I know, but there'll be flow over.
No, they won't.
If that's the way you say
flow
it.
Over. There'll definitely be flow over.
Yeah. That's the problem. Hopefully, there's no flow over.
Flow over. That is what you need to know.